The Department of Employment and Labour has moved swiftly to institute a formal investigation into serious allegations of nepotism surrounding recent appointment in the Free State province. These allegations have sparked community protest and threats to shut down the Labour Centre, which is deeply concerning and demands urgent attention. In response, the Acting Director General, J.K. Mudisan, has revoked all human resources delegations from the Free State province with immediate effect, pending finalization of internal processes. A formal letter to this effect has been issued, and the Acting Director General has directed that the investigation be finalized within 2 weeks. The department wishes to make it unequivocally clear, flouting HR processes and procedures will not be tolerated. Any employee found to have contravened our established HR protocols will be held fully accountable and will face the full consequence of their actions. We are entrusted with the responsibility to uphold the highest ethical and professional standards in the execution of our duties. This responsibility is not optional. It is fundamental to the integrity of our institution and the trust placed in us by the public, said Mudisan. This incident serves as a strong warning to all employees. Diligence, fairness, and transparency in all HR and administrative processes are non-negotiable. Any deviation from these principles undermines the credibility of the department and services we provide, added Mudisan. The department strongly supports and protects whistleblowers who act in good faith to expose wrongdoing. However, any individual found to be abusing whistleblowers' protections to spread false information, manipulate processes, will face disciplinary action. Whistleblowing must be rooted in integrity and genuine commitment to accountability. The department acknowledges the concerns expressed by affected communities and reaffirms its commitment to constructive and transparent engagement. We remain steadfast in upholding fair and ethical recruitment practices and continue to provide inclusive platforms for communities to voice their concerns. We call on community and stakeholders to allow the investigation to proceed without disruption and to work with the department in ensuring that the Labour Centre remains a safe and productive space for service provision. The Department of Employment and Labour, working for you.